Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. And folks, today you're more connected than ever, whether it's your friends, your family, or your life. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering you the mobile banking services that you need. And Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers, and that's why Renaissance has more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. I want to turn now to two neighbors. They're right around the corner from each other in the Cumming area. Tom Burgess from Christian Brothers Automotive and Doug Clayton from Bullseye Marksman Gun Club. First, Tom Burgess, Christian Brothers Automotive. Tom, welcome.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Now, Christian Brothers Auto, you obviously have something to do with automotive.
Yep.
Tell us what that is.
So we do service and repair on all makes and models of vehicles.
Great. That's pretty short and sweet, to the point.
Yep.
You make it happen. Well, let's get into how you got into this business, though, first, and then we'll dive a little deeper into how you do what you do. But tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into this business.
So I've always been an auto nut, motorhead, you might call it. I was 15 when I got my first car, and I had it painted, did all the body work, any tune-up I could do, had it all ready to go, took it to Mako and got my $300 paint job prior to even taking my driver's license test. So I think I was more nervous during the test that I was going to damage my car than I was actually getting my license. And that's always been that way. So I was military for 23 years and moved 9 times during that time frame. And each time I moved, I had to find an auto place that I could trust. And then I had to repeat that process when I moved. So after retiring from the military, I worked for a defense contractor. I was on the road all the time. 2 out of every 4 weeks, I was calling home from a hotel, which got very old. And I told my wife, I want to find a business where I can anchor the family, not worry about being moved when they're in high school or something like that. And started looking at what was out there and saw the little blurb on Christian Brothers. And my wife said, absolutely not. Never going to happen. Not going to leave the corporate world to open some greasy, grimy auto shop. And I said, I don't think it's quite that. So it took a long time to get her convinced. But being a motorhead, there was a natural fit.
Sure.
And then as I began to investigate the company and learn more about them, that really is what made my mind up for me, because they represent what I had to look for every time I was looking for an auto shop.
Now drill into that, Tom, because there are lots of auto repair concepts out there when it comes to franchises, right? And there's a lot, you could have bought a dealership or a auto repair business. Right. Why Christian Brothers Auto?
Yeah, the beginning, the first thing you notice on the shuttle car and is the motto of love your neighbor as yourself. And that's what it's all about, is taking care of people. It's not all about the bottom dollar. It's being a good neighbor, being a light in the community. They are faith-based. People ask, where's my other brother named Christian? And why would two brothers be named the same thing? But no, it is faith-based. It came from a church. Two gentlemen in a church couldn't figure out what to call it. And one of the wives offered up, hey, you go to the same church, your brothers in Christ, call it Christian Brothers. And they said, no, we could never do that. So 204 shops later, it's Christian Brothers Automotive. So you know who wins in that.
Sure.
And then I visited a shop and I was sitting in the lobby listening, and a woman came in and she needed motor mounts on her Toyota. And it's fairly expensive. That particular repair, you have to drop part of the subframe out. And it was a pretty big hit. It was about a $600 repair. And she had to do it. You can't let your motor be flopping around in there. It causes other problems. So, and it's easy to diagnose. You step on the brake, hit the gas, that the motor jumps up and down, and the motor mount has clearly failed. So she was waiting in the lobby, and another mechanic came in, and he said, hey, I was able to get my hand up there. I've got fairly small hands, and the bolts were loose. So I tightened up your bolts and your motor is solid. You don't owe us anything. You're good to go. And she's in tears and, you know, thrilled to death. And I was sitting there thinking at most shops, the original mechanic would have been insulted and mad because he was made to look bad.
Right.
The service writer would have said, hey, you just cost me a sale. The owner would have said, what are you doing? That was $600 we could have banked. And instead, everybody's celebrating. There's hugs happening all around. And I said, you know, this is the place that I want to be associated with. So that was really one of the defining moments for me. And then lastly, they give back and we give back. You know, the founder said we will always give 10% of our profits back to the community, to charity. And they do that today. And we've had cases where we were actually able to give a van to a woman, a single mother. Her ex-husband wrecked her conversion van. She had three kids, one of which was in a wheelchair. They all had some disabilities. And she needed a vehicle, and I called Christian Brothers, and they interviewed her and her pastor and found that it was really a hardship case. Mm. And the next thing I knew, I got a check for $25,000, and you know, we were able to buy her a van. So
wow.
That's what it's all about.
Wow. Wow. Tom Burgess, Christian Brothers Automotive. That leaves me speechless, Tom. Now, talk a little bit about what makes your customer experience different. That's a different question, right?
Because
you've got some special ways that you deal with customers.
Yeah, the motto is nice difference, and you see that in our password for our Wi-Fi. And
right.
And so we try to take every stereotype that my wife was associating with an auto garage and turn that around. So when you walk in, you come into a very clean, comfortable lobby. It looks like a doctor's office. The couches people fall asleep in regularly. It's a very quiet environment. We were the first shop to get what we call a wireless bar where you can set your laptop up and do some work. So that's very different. The lobby is different. We have a big window where you can look out into the bays. We want people to see that we are working on the car. You didn't hand your keys to someone and it's still sitting in the parking spot where you left it an hour later. So that's different. And we don't have a sign that says, no customers past this point for insurance reasons. We want to take you out in the bay. We want to show you on your vehicle what did we find and why are we making recommendations to you. So that's a big deal right there. When people see what a tie rod is, they may not know what that is, but when they see it on their car, they can see that the CV joint boot is leaked all the grease out. They understand what they're paying for, and they don't feel like they're just writing a check.
Sure.
And they don't understand the value. So we always take them out there, introduce them to their technicians, and let the technician explain why we're making recommendations. And our technicians are different. They tend to stay with Christian Brothers for life. We treat everybody like family, and our technicians are master mechanics. That's pretty rare. You might have one master mechanic in a shop normally. That means he's taken every ASE test, passed them all, and he can work on every system on every make and model of car. So that's quite an achievement. And like I said, most shops will have one. I have three. I'll be hiring a fourth in about 2 weeks. He'll be coming on board. So you know that your car is being taken care of by somebody who really has a lot of experience and knowledge.
And ASE is?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Automobile Service of Excellence. They are the certifying body for all mechanics out there. They're the ones that give and create the tests to make sure that a mechanic knows what he's doing when he's certified in a particular system on a car.
Gotcha. So just to be clear, you got three. Most shops have one. You're about to have four.
Right.
That's pretty compelling math, folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the biggest last difference is, this is an industry where most folks work on commission, and unfortunately, that creates a lot of upselling. No service writer at Christian Brothers works on commission. So oftentimes, they will sit down with a customer on the sofa and say, here's what we noticed, but I wouldn't do these three things just yet. They're not needed. We just want to let you know that they're starting to go, and in probably a year or 6 months or whatever, you know, we may be recommending to replace or repair or service that component.
Right.
But right now, it's just something to keep an eye on, and we want to let you know. And people are amazed by that. You know, they'll say, you're not selling me on repairs? Right, we're not. But then they understand when the time comes, they've known about it, and we've talked to them about it. So
sure,
a lot of differences.
Sure. Now, I'm glad you ended on that note because, you know, people want to know what some of the mistakes they make in either servicing or not servicing their vehicles, not getting them in. Talk a little bit about that. Give folks some tips.
Yeah, you know, I thought I was a car guy till I got into this business, and I found out the things that I was doing wrong. Probably one of the biggest things I would say is everybody knows to change your oil to save your engine. You know, an engine's not going to last for the life of the car if you don't change the oil. And one of the biggest things I learned is that every fluid in the car has a lifespan. And once it's expired, it's reached the end of its lifespan. It's no longer protecting that component. So whatever fluid is in your car, look at your owner's manual, see what the manufacturer says, and then take it somewhere where they actually test the fluid. Unfortunately, that's one of the things that gets upsold the most is your brake fluid is dark. It needs to be replaced. Well, dark has nothing to do with it. It's how much moisture it's absorbed. The purpose of brake fluid is to transfer the energy and absorb moisture so that calipers and your master cylinder and those things don't ever rust up on you because that's how they fail. So once it's saturated with water, it's time to change out, and there's no set time for that. So that's true of every your fluid in your differential, your transmission fluid. No fluid is a lifetime fluid, despite then service it when it needs to be serviced so that those components last the life of your car. You should never change a master cylinder. You should never change a power steering rack. And the only times we have to do that is because the fluid is no longer serving its purpose, and it's actually damaging the component rather than protecting it. That's probably the biggest thing that I've seen.
Gotcha. Now, we've got a lot of business owners as listeners. Do you service fleets, and how do you work with businesses on their fleets?
We do. We love fleets, and I love going to someone who has a fleet and giving them some of our letters of recommendations and letting them talk to the people that we service, because we're told we're doing it better than most folks out there. We really want to turn a fleet vehicle as soon as possible. So if we've got a fleet of vehicles that all use the same brake rotors and pads, we're going to keep those in stock. And instead of you losing a vehicle that might cost you $1,000 a day because it's been off the road, we can turn a brake job in 2 hours and you're out the door. And people are amazed by that. So we always look at them as a priority vehicle to get in and get out. And then we try to take fleet ownership away from the individual who that's not what they want to do. You know, we have a cabinet maker. He wants to be out there making cabinets. We have a closet company. They want to be installing. They don't want to be worried about their fleets. So we'll keep a logbook. We'll let them know, hey, you're losing about 2 millimeters every 10,000 miles on your brakes. So I'm going to try to do some predictions to say, make sure it comes in this time frame so that you don't damage your rotors and you're not replacing components you don't have to. So again, it's quick service. It's good value. We have special pricing for fleets. And then it's again, how do we save that owner money, in the long run vehicles? That's what we're always trying to do for folks.
We're speaking with Tom Burgess, and Tom is the owner of Christian Brothers Automotive in Cumming. So I'm looking to buy a used car, Tom. What advice? Give me some good advice on what I need to look for. Do I need to get the car and have you look at it first?
That's probably the most important thing. And it doesn't matter where you're buying it from, whether it's a dealer or an individual. Dealers will let you take it to an independent facility like ours, and we'll do a complete inspection on that vehicle. We'll look it over under the hood, underneath. We'll look for leaks. And the main thing is, if it's coming from a dealership, you want to take all that back. We give you a digital vehicle inspection anytime a vehicle comes in. And you can take that in with pictures and videos and say, here are some things they noticed. I'd like to get this fixed before I purchase the vehicle. If it's an individual that's selling it, we love for that individual and you to come in, the buyer, sit in the lobby, then we bring you out after we've looked the vehicle over and we show both of you on the car, here's what we see. Because then the seller can't say, well, I don't know if I buy that. Well, they looked at it. They saw it.
Sure.
Here's the cost to fix it, and then you can negotiate with the buyer. But the big thing right now is when they had the floods in Houston, people in Houston did not have flood insurance. So they didn't make an insurance claim if their vehicle got flooded. There was no point. They weren't going to get any money for it. So they detailed it out. They made it look beautiful. And then they sold it as quick as they could. So out there now, there's 500,000 of these vehicles that were underwater to some degree. And we're seeing them come through in these pre-purchase inspections. And you just don't want those vehicles. And they can look beautiful. We had a $70,000 King Ranch pickup with 5,000 miles come in. We had to change all the computers because all the computers were underwater. That's not a vehicle you want to buy. So we can see that where you wouldn't be able to tell just looking at it. That truck looked absolutely immaculate. I was amazed to find out it was a flood vehicle. So again, it's not going to show up on a Carfax. You need an expert to take a look at it. So let us do that for you. It's the best $119.99 you'll spend.
Wow. Yeah, because that could save you a whole lot of money right there, right?
A lot of aggravation.
Yeah, do not judge a book by its cover.
That's it.
Let Tom read the book for you, right?
That's it.
as to use another metaphor. So, Tom, this has been great. So for those that would like to be in touch, would like more information, tell them how to do that.
So if you just Google Christian Brothers Automotive and then Cumming, because there are 12 around Atlanta, we'll pop up. 470-253-7376 is our phone number. But we're easy to find. You can Google us and you'll see us on there.
And you service folks come a long way to do business with you too.
We really do. We got a pretty loyal following of people that will only use Christian Brothers, and we're thrilled by that and humbled by it.
Well, congratulations on your success, Tom. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.